Say that again.
I just finished reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita again today. Mm-hmm. And I always get confused about Jana Shama's entrance into Braj.
Well, even Gopakumar's.
Gopakumar's also, yes.
In fact, I was just talking to somebody describing the Leela. And we know who Gopakumar, what family he belonged to.
Right.
But we don't know Jana Sharma.
Nothing. At all. What to speak about the fact that he got his spiritual body. Krishna gave it to him in Braj. When he first gave him his ornament, off his own personal ornament, off himself, he said he couldn't give himself, but the best he could do is take the ornament off his body and he put it on Jana Sharma, and then he gave him his spiritual body. It means he entered with a different body besides the one that's eternal.
Yeah, that's natural. I guess so. I mean, with Gopakumar, I was thinking that, you know, he said, you've been gone for such a long time, Krishna says. So, I mean, he could have just, as far as, since he already has a family, he's in the family of Sridham, whatever that means, whatever part of that family it is, but that, you know, they went out and he left. Well, where he left, that he went to the material world is the detail, and he came back. It's just like saying, you know, friends were playing and one friend goes off and, you know, comes back hours later or something.
Yeah, he says that. He came back. He said he went because it was early enough in the morning. He'd come back by the time in the afternoon when Krishna's still up playing the pastry ground with his friends. Something to that effect.
So that's okay. But Jana Sharma, we don't know, and I don't know, I guess commentary doesn't really say.
Well, we just know that Srimati Radharani considered him a devotee of hers because she's goddess Kamakya, who gave him the mantra.
Yeah, Vishwanath Chakrataka doesn't like that proposal that people just pop in.
What to speak about, the mercy he got from Sarup. He, you know, he wasn't qualified.
Yeah.
He wasn't qualified, but after hearing the whole thing, he still wasn't qualified.
Kripa Siddha, just by embracing, and he just became transformed. Because Radharani said, bring him back. So that didn't work. Then he had no other recourse other than just prema bhakta can give prema. Bhava bhakta can give can situate a person in raganuga bhakti, and a sadhana bhakta can give faith. I take it, faith in spontaneous devotion, or any type of devotion. I mean, the whole book is an exception. It's about what, you know, what shouldn't happen, you know, going to all these different places.
That's exceptional.
That's exceptional. And so many things that, to chant a mantra, to have so much faith in a mantra, and you don't even know who it is that you're worshipping with the mantra.
Mathura Brahman, but casually chanting the mantra, he lost all of his attraction to wealth, completely.
And then even when he wanted to stop, then Lord Shiva comes and tells him, don't stop, keep chanting. So, who knows who he was? Mathura, well, he's a Mathura Brahman. That is a special birth. Both of them have that characteristic, common characteristic. So one's born in Govardhana, the other one's born in Mathura. So that means that they're already special.
He was a Mathura Brahman, but he was attached to his wealth. Wasn't he attached to his wealth?
Well, maybe he was attached to his wealth, but he was born in Mathura. And even though they
moved... And worshipping goddess Kamakya.
Yeah. They moved to... Where were they? They were somewhere in Jarasandha's kingdom. Bihar, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, they moved there. But part of that is, you know, which you brought up a different point, is that birth... You know, Gop Kumar's birth in Govardhan. I mean, to take birth in Govardhan, that's like most special birth in the universe.
And a slight change of the subject, who are the gopis who are bathing Krishna in the morning when he was returning from the pasture?
That's an exception. I mean, what to speak of that, you know, there's Chandravalis and Radharanis and they're all together. It also was.
Yeah, and Mother Jasoda was, you know, fully aware.
Yeah, but she's thinking he's just so small, and he doesn't have that type of inclination. Was he still immature? That I've often thought of, that it's a description that, you know, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Govinda Lila Amrita, anybody. It doesn't come up. That kind of thing doesn't come up. And he seems to write it as if it's a regular event rather than just, you know, it was a festival or something special. And
it's Sanatan Goswami.
And it's Sanatan Goswami.
Who is also exceptional.
No doubt. He is exceptional. He's exceptional. Very exceptional.
No answers. Have you seen any other references about gopis bathing Krishna?
No.
Nothing?
No. Cowherd boys. Mother Yashoda. Rohini. Not gopis. I mean, I've never heard that they have any access beyond the kitchen.
Right.
What would married girls be doing wandering around? I mean, it's one thing, you're going there to cook and in a public place, but sometimes walking around in someone's bathroom, bedroom, because the bathroom's adjoining the bedroom. So, yeah. I've not seen Kavi Karnapur or you name it, any of those books, Jiva Goswami. I'm trying to give class on Sunday. I missed out. I think I'm gonna try and go do
Bhakti
Rasamrita Sindhu. I mean, that's a bold thing to move on to, and I'm worried that it'll take up a lot of time. But anyway, it would really help me study. The other alternative was to do Bhakti Sandarbha.
That would also, why would that take any less time?
Smaller.
In this
show. Well, I don't know if it's, yeah, it is. It is smaller. It is smaller. Anyway, it's a so many wonderful things, chamatkar, and that increases wonder, increases love. It's one of Vishwanath sings. Yeah, that's in the Raghavatam, yeah. And so many wonderful things, and unparalleled.
I really like that quote that you mentioned, that fellow from Prabodhananda Saraswati.
Hmm.
Yeah. I've never seen anything like that anywhere else.
Sort of by logical deduction, have to think that, you know, there can't be unlimited everything. There has to be
More Krishna.
More Krishnas and more Radharanis and more Nanda Maharajas and more Mother Yashodas as well. Although it's when Sukadeva Goswami talks about beginning of the Agasura Leela, then he starts talking about, you know, a Padma, a Koti, a Padma, and phenomenal numbers of calves. And that again is, you know, like one of those things, like, you know, how do they, it's impossible, how do they exist on our type of three-dimensional plane? All of those animals, what to speak of, how do you herd them all?
Krishna calling them one by one.
So there's unlimited, but in terms of Leela, there has to be limits, you know. And Krishna calls one by one, call that many, to still be calling them.
Like the glories exposed.
But
Natashesh.
That was one of the complaints those disciples had that went to Prabhupada, said about Maharaj Ugrasen's zillion, trillion bodyguards. Yeah, but Prabhupada didn't try to explain it. He just said, Shastra says it, we accept it. What's the speak of Shastra?
My disciples don't have long hair.
No beards.
No beards also?
Yeah. No beards. No beards. But today beards are the fashion.